Daniel was a man of God who was an advisor to a king. One day, some men who were jealous of Daniel convinced the king to issue an edict that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to the king, would be fed to hungry lions. And yet, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. And three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Faced with the hungry mouths of lions, Daniel gave thanks. Paul was a Christian leader during a very dangerous time for the church. He had to leave the city of Philippi after facing mounting persecution and an illegal imprisonment. And all of that persecution was then inherited by the Philippian church. And yet, in his letter to the church, he says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Faced with violence, prison, even death, Paul told the church to give thanks. Prayer and thanksgiving can't be separated. It's as if the only real prayers must be spoken with gratefulness. How else are we to pray without ceasing unless we are living a life of continual thanks? In all situations, at all times, thanking God for everything. You see, the gift of prayer, this privilege of communing with our Creator, is our opportunity to show our complete submission to God's will, in sorrows and joys alike, in all things, in every prayer. There must be one constant: Lord God, thank you.